Yeah.
Mrs. Schultz.
Yeah. George, with regard to a question that probably is very hot in Detroit is the attitude of Woodcock and, to a less extent, Meany. Do you still feel we have to take a kid glove position toward these people? I mean, in view of both Woodcock and Meany being pretty rough in the last couple, 3 days in their statements.
Well,
let me say, politically, it's dynamite to take a kid glove attitude. Now, the only question is, do we have to, from the standpoint of getting their cooperation, if it is obtainable?
Well, I don't think we have to take a kid glove attitude toward the substance of what they say. Mm-hmm. I don't see any real point in kind of personalizing, because we do, at least in certain ways of operating phase two, we need to have their cooperation. And I think that we're fairly well assured that
is there any problem in saying that if they're asked about specific criticisms and so forth that they've been making, that I to follow up on the idea that they do have objections, but that insofar as this program is concerned, that the majority of the country, and I believe a majority of their members, support the program.
Yeah.
And that they're out of step with their country and their members.
Well, I think that the notion of being out of step is a particularly irritating one to them, because that challenges their position within the union. It's a special kind of a challenge for them. But
yeah.
It seems to me that all these statements about profits being excess and all that kind of stuff, I don't see any reason not to just take the gloves off and say that's nonsense, and they ought to know better.
Right.
And
right.
If they want jobs for their members, they want those members to work for profitable companies.
Right.
I wouldn't hold off at all
on that one. Okay.
No, sir. There's one other thing that I've been working up today, and I'll send you a memorandum on it this afternoon, having to do with the increase in real spendable earnings this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a real point can be made of the fact that while these have just sort of wandered within a narrow range for the past 5 years or so because of inflation, that this year, for the first time, we seem to have broken out on the upside. And the figure announced yesterday is a record high.
The increase in
real spendable earnings.
And compared with what years?
Well, we can go back to 1965.
Spendable earnings.
And I will send you over.
I don't want to get too much. I just really need a sentence. An increase in real spendable. I'll send over the memo. It's all right. But I meant increase in real spendable earnings, the highest since 65.
No, it's the highest ever in the history of the country.
And
in the most recent month, August.
Highest in history. Then how does it compare? Then what's the 65 thing about?
Well, because if you go back to 1965, and we can kind of date the current inflation from there, that since that time, while there have been a lot of wage increases, there have been price increases, and if you just take these numbers, you see people have been spinning their wheels all this time. And now, this year, we have had a steady upward movement, so that by August, we're up at an all-time high. We seem to have broken out of that treadmill of wages and prices.
Yeah. That's because the inflation, instead of being 6, is 4.
Well, the inflation has receded somewhat. Productivity is picking up. And their wages have been going up.
Right. Incidentally, when you talk about retail sales, I have two figures. They seem to be mixed. One says they're up 15%. That can't be right. It's basically 8 or 9%, isn't it?
The 8 or 9%, 8%, I guess, is the safer figure.
Yeah, fine.
Represents
over last
year. Over year, month over month comparisons through the year, compared July with July and so on.
Yeah.
Now, the 15% represents what has happened
since
the beginning of the year. What is the what is the increase?
I get it. Oh, okay, fine. Both figures are right then. Mm-hmm. 8% over last year and 15% over the first of the year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Good.
I think this real spendable earnings thing has got some real meaning in it. And I'll try to get you over a punchy sentence or two.
I understand that.
Some information behind
it. I can see that because we used to make the point in the 68 campaign that the wage increases between 65 and 68 had been totally used up in almost all areas by price increases.
Right.
And in this instance, we have real spendable earnings, the highest in history. And that's
finally moving up.
Finally, because of productivity and so forth, they're moving up. Okay. That's fine. All right, George.
Yes, sir.